Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's Bible teacher and author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. Well, if you're a Christian, you hate sin. It hinders your worship, it corrupts your relationships, it threatens your pursuit of holiness. Sin is your worst enemy, and even though Christ took care of the power and penalty of sin on the cross, you still struggle with the presence of sin. In Romans 8, it says, "If you are living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live." Well, John, explain for us, please, what Paul was talking about when he said putting to death the deeds of the body. How does a Christian do that?
That is a matter of daily commitment to living a holy life, to being righteous, resisting the devil, daily commitment to finding the way of escape in the midst of temptation. Putting to death the deeds of the body simply reminds us that even though we have been saved and declared righteous and covered by the righteousness of Christ, we're still in a fallen condition. We have not yet realized the salvation of the body. We haven't had the redemption of the body, as Paul calls it in Romans chapter 8. So we are like in Romans 7. There is something in us that goes after sin, that loves sin, that pursues sin. Paul says that, "In my spirit I love the law of God, but there's another principle in me that goes after sin. Oh, wretched man that I am." So we put to death those impulses by the power of the Spirit, through the influence of the Word, motivated by love for God and a desire to honor Him. And it's all about what fills your mind. David said, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you."
Thanks, John, and thank you for listening today to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. If you have a question for John, visit us at MacArthurCommentaries.com.